Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last week, two more business organizations opted to formally challenge proposals headed for the November ballot. The group Michigan Opportunity, led by the Michigan Restaurant Association, is leading opposition against the minimum wage proposal. Separately, attorneys for business organizations such as Small Business for a Better Michigan have sought to block a proposal that would require employers to offer paid sick time. And the Michigan Chamber of Commerce has been leading the effort to head off the proposal that would change the way electoral districts are drawn up in our state. The Michigan Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in that challenge on Wednesday. So what do these challenges to voter initiatives tell us about the current state of politics in Michigan? With us now to help sort it all out is Zach Gorchow of Gongwer News Service. It's always great to have you here, Zach.
Hi, Cindy. Great to be here.
So we're seeing more and more of these challenges to ballot initiatives emerging. And I'm wondering, is this out of the ordinary or is this pretty typical and it's just been a while since we've had meaningful ballot initiatives?
More the latter. You know, the last time we had this many meaningful ballot initiatives was 2012, and there were a lot of challenges then, too. The theory is basically it's a lot cheaper and maybe easier to defeat a ballot proposal before it ever gets on the ballot by knocking it down in court. Once it's on the ballot, then you're looking at potentially millions of dollars that have to be spent to defeat it, as opposed to maybe tens of thousands of dollars for attorneys to defeat it in court.
Zach, the three significant challenges are all coming from deep-pocketed business groups, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the Michigan Restaurant Association, and a group of various small business organizations. What is the opposition from these groups to these initiatives, and conversely, the liberal support for the initiatives? What does all of that say to you about the state of Michigan politics today?
Well, the reason I think the proposals have come about at all is you've had almost 8 years now of total Republican control of the government. So if you are left of center and you embrace left of center policy proposals like raising the minimum wage so that tipped employees make the same minimum wage as everyone else, requiring employers to provide paid sick time to their employees, an independent redistricting commission, you're shut out in the legislature. Those are items the legislature under Republican control is not going to pursue. So the only alternative then, if you can't get control of the legislature and the governor's office, is a ballot proposal. And thus, organizations like the Michigan Chamber of Commerce and several of these business organizations that tend to prefer Republican control of government, some of these associations do endorse some Democrats for the legislature, but on the whole, they are generally endorsing mostly Republicans. So they do not favor these proposals, and thus they're going to lead the opposition to them.
But interestingly, the ballot proposal to make recreational marijuana legal is not being challenged. So why do you think that is? Because it's certainly plenty controversial.
You know, that's a good question. I think maybe the opposition got caught a little flat-footed. You know, you don't have the same super passionate opposition on that side as you do with these business groups. You know, look, whether you agree with these business organizations or disagree with them, and whether you favor increasing the minimum wage or not, you can understand why a business organization would have a very strong opinion one way or the other on those proposals. So thus, they're going to put some skin in the game on this. But, you know, there's no passionate deep pockets to oppose marijuana legalization yet. And so you didn't have someone, you know, fly-specking the language to say, well, you know, is there anything we can try to challenge here legally, or can we go after the signatures? And thus, no challenge was filed. I did see some grousing on social media from some Republican consultants that was a mistake, that somebody should have challenged the signatures and or the legality of the proposal to see if it could be defeated before it got to the ballot.
Now, there is another ballot initiative, Promote the Vote, that would allow no reason absentee voting by mail. It would guarantee continued straight party voting and let people register to vote up to and on election day. And that group just submitted its signatures earlier this month. There hasn't been any opposition yet, but do you expect that to change?
Yeah, I suspect we will see some organization indirectly tied to Republican interests materialize to try to defeat this, whether that means a signature challenge, lately, when it comes to constitutional amendments, all the rage for opponents to say, well, they haven't listed all the sections that would be amended or altered or abrogated by their proposal. So I would suspect somebody who has ties to the Republican Party in Michigan is going to come after this and try to stop it. But so far, that hasn't happened yet.
Zach Gorchow from Gongwer News Service. As always, Zach, thanks so much.
Thank you.